From Church Leaders, How to Endure to the End, Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Enduring to the end requires faithfulness to the end, as in the case of Paul, who told Timothy, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Obviously, this is not an easy task. It is intended to be difficult, challenging, and ultimately refining as we prepare to return to live with our Father in heaven and receive eternal blessings. Enduring to the end is definitely not a do-it-yourself project. 1. It requires the Savior's redemptive power. We cannot return to our Heavenly Father's presence unless we are clean, and so we must continue to repent. Ideally, we repent moment by moment, but we also attend sacrament meeting each week to partake of the sacrament and renew our baptismal covenants. 2. Enduring to the end requires the Holy Ghost, who will both guide and sanctify us. 3. We must be an integral part of a community of saints, serving and receiving service from our brothers and sisters in the gospel. With baptism, we become part of the body of Christ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 11 through 13. Each of us has a role to play. Each of us is important, but in order to succeed, we must be unified in our Savior. 4. We must share the gospel with others. The promises of bringing even one soul unto the Lord are profound and eternal. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 15. Moreover, the gospel takes deeper root in those who share it frequently. 5. We must always maintain faith and hope in Christ to endure to the end. And among the many ways we do this are praying, fasting, and reading the Scriptures. These practices will fortify us against the subtle schemes and fiery darts of the adversary. I love the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it defines the way we can partake of the fruits of the gospel, experience the exceedingly great joy that only it can bring, and endure to the end through all the challenges of mortal life. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 12. The gospel teaches us all we need to know to return to live with our Father in heaven as resurrected and glorified beings. May all of us maintain in our minds the vision of eternal life. May we be diligent in following the gospel of Jesus Christ. May we endure to the end. From the April 2008 General Conference Address, The Gospel of Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 2008, page 46. How have you applied this? I pray, asking for strength. Delton D. I read my journals. It reminds me that God has always helped me before when I needed it, and He will help me again. Louisa Jo S. I just hang on and know everything must happen for a reason and for the greatest good, teachings, lessons. I also surround myself with loving, supportive, wonderful people. Michael T. I look back to the day I got baptized, and that makes me feel inspired. Carlos D. Share your experiences. Share your experiences in applying this principle, and read the experiences of other youth by going to lds.org/go/62D. End of the section from Church Leaders, How to Endure to the End, by Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles.